My name is Ove Jakobsen. I'm a professor in ecological economics, and I was invited here to Copenhagen to talk about a new economy.
What are your hopes for a treaty coming out of Copenhagen?
I don't know. This conference focused on the from the bottom-up perspective. What can we do on the bottom? That means what can ordinary people and small companies and firms do at the local level, and I think there is much to do, and we have many initiatives all over the world that we can describe, and we can learn from it, and to and build a new system based upon this grassroots movement. If you look upon the other conference here, facing the top bottom perspective, I'm not sure what we can. What the results will be, but I don't think they will be great. that the results will be very impressive, but I'm not thinking one way or the other. I think both initiatives are important to find global solutions on the top level, but also to work with these local and regional initiatives, trying to build an economy integrated in the local culture and integrated in the local ecosystems. And this is not theory today, this is practice. We can describe, we can do research, empirical research on these examples all over the world, in US, in UK, in Europe, in Scandinavia, and in Asia. So this is a global research topic today, and the problem is most economists are focusing upon the global top-level perspective. So I think ecological economists and circulation economics could contribute in this discussion by focusing upon this local and bottom-up activities. But the question is not if it's solve it or not, but the question is what can we do today? And I think what most of us can do is to do something on the practical level, on giving advice to consumers, to small firms, businesses, to the local and national authorities, so they can manage the health services and things like that. And if it's too late, I don't know. Maybe it's too late, but even if it's too late, it's a very interesting job to do to work on this side instead of increasing the problems, as most economists are working with, to raise the profits and to increase the growth rates.
You spoke a moment ago about a farmer's perspective in northern Norway about climate change. Could you elaborate on that?
Yes, the climate change is not lead to the same consequences all over the world. In my part of Norway, the northern part of Norway, the winter is shorter, the temperature is higher, and farmers say that growth season is 2 or 3 weeks longer than 10 years ago. And this is important for them. They can grow new kinds of vegetables and they can harvest more, and the situation is better. And for most people who do not like too much snow, it's better to, the conditions are better. But we see that global problems are increasing. So most of us are not happy with the change in climate, but the local consequences are not the same as we can discover or be aware of at the global level. So therefore, the global perspective on local problems is important, both in economics and in ecosystem thinking. So, in the same way as the ecosystems are different all over the world, I think the economical systems will be different in China, in Norway, and in France, and in US. But the principles behind these systems are the same, just as in the ecosystems. Cooperation, integrated networks, an organic perspective, and cooperation.